is good day. It is a gift from you. The world is turning in its place because you made it too. Lift my voice.
Lifting our voices together. This is the Good Day program. I'm Doug Steffen, along with Roberta Fasanelli, our Queen of Sheep, and Jennifer Horn and Rich McFadden. First matter of business here before we're going to do things a little differently in this hour because of our meeting Ann Fudge later on in this hour, former chairman and CEO of Young and Rubicam. She is someone who is very well known in the business world, and she happens to be part of the Patricia Adams we have at Heidelberg in Tiffin, my alma mater, a speakers bureau. Women of note come several times a year, and Ms. Fudge is on the docket for a conversation there today. So that would be kind of neat if we met her. She has great business experience and some interesting stories. I would say she's pretty compelling, so we'll have some time with her later on in this hour. First, though, congratulations to the winners of our TurboTax Shape Up Your Finances sweepstakes.
Ooh, who won?
I'm going to go through a lady named Janet in Arlington, Texas.
Awesome, cool, Janet.
She was the grand prize winner.
Mm-hmm.
The runner-ups, these people, all Good Day listeners from around the country, Kimberly in Bothell, Washington, Carla in Phoenix, Arizona, Mark in Arlington, Virginia, David in Coleman, Michigan, Kathy in Paso Robles, California, Eileen in Glendale Heights, Illinois, Adam in Akron, Ohio, Marnie in Bloomington, Minnesota, Desna in Sellens Grove, Pennsylvania, Kim in Anniston, Alabama, Christine in Vilas, New Jersey, Alan in Bowling Green, Ohio, Alexander in Midlothian, Virginia, Neil in Studio City, California, Kenneth in Phoenix, Arizona, Marco in Cicero, Illinois, Linda in Quinton, New Jersey, Emery in Columbus, Indiana, Jennifer in Orlando, Florida, and Brian in Penfield, New York. Congratulations,
awesome.
All Good Day listeners who won the prize. The main prize was the laptop with all the TurboTax software on it, and then various other runner-up prizes that came from the folks at TurboTax. Really very neat and cool, and we're happy to have those folks as listeners and participants. See? It does pay to listen. Speaking of paying, let's get right to our Queen of Cheap report, because there are a lot of things that Roberta has researched today, some interesting things. I always like it when she finds food. She's very interested in saving money on food. So we'll go to Starbucks.
Love to eat.
Then you may be interested. I don't know if you're a Reebok person or not. Jennifer, do you wear – we're always talking about you're wearing high heels. But I don't remember ever seeing you in anything that looked like
sneakers.
Not too often. I wear tennis shoes when I work out. And right now, my current pair, I'm wearing the Shapers, the Skechers Shapers one. So, yeah. But I like Reebok, and I've owned Reebok before. I need a new pair of shoes, so bring it on.
All right, so here's a way, if we can have the proper introduction. Richie's probably taking a nap.
She's the Queen of
Sheep. There we go.
No, I'm going to take a nap during the Queen of Sheep.
Well, you don't want to hear my wonderful stuff that I can give you?
I'll stick around for the deals, then I take a nap, because that's when Doug comes back on.
Very nice. There we go.
So go ahead.
Okay, let's start with some of the deals today. First of all, if you like Coffee Mate, you can get a coupon for a free full-size Coffee Mate. That's going to happen tomorrow. It's something they call Coffee Mate Free Flavor Friday. I had to say that slowly.
Free Flavor Friday.
So tomorrow at noon, exactly Eastern time, so that would be 9 a.m. for you folks out on the West Coast, Coffee Mate will be giving away a coupon for a free bottle of Coffee Mate to the first 200,000 people who register. And we tell you where to register at the Queen of Cheap section of DougSteffen.com. We've also got a Reebok Friends and Family event, 30% off plus free shipping. That's 30% off of your entire purchase with free shipping. We have the special coupon code that gets you that. You got to go look on DougSteffen.com. Starbucks, if you buy one of their Tribute Blend coffees, you know, that's the stuff you can make at home because you don't want to spend the big bucks there. You buy the coffee there. You make it yourself. Then they'll give you a free Starbucks beverage, any tall 12-ounce beverage when you buy a pound of Starbucks Tribute Blend or Starbucks Via Tribute Blend. That's their, like, instant coffee stuff. Free pearl earrings. How about this? Sneak Peek, which is one of those shopping sites. If you sign up for them, they're going to give new members one pair of pearl earrings plus free shipping and also a free $10 credit to use on the site. You never have to shop there again if you don't want to, but you can go there and sign up free. Get your pearl earrings and get your $10 credit. Chanel, I've sent away for this. In fact, I sent away for this on two different addresses and two different names because it's so good. It's
nice
Chanel Le Blanc. It's one of their new skin preparation type things, you know, to make your skin look really nice and shiny and beautiful and young and all that. And you get a free deluxe Chanel Le Blanc sample, and we'll tell you how to do that. And if you've got little ones, you might want to get this. They're called Petite Liners. What they are is that they're potty chair liners. And you can get them free at Rite Aid now through Saturday. I don't know. It's one of those strange things that I guess that if you got little ones, you might, so you don't have to, like, empty out the potty yourself. You can just kind of put the potty liner and kind of like kitty litter, you know, just pick it up and do what you want with it. We've
all
also
right.
got a great deal from Vitacost.com. You know, as you know, for 15 years, Doug, Vitacost has been helping take the cost out of healthy living. So people ask, well, how do they do that? Well, they've got something called Mominomics. Because when it comes to grocery shopping, you've got basically two choices as a shopper. You can go to the Walmart sort of stores that have low prices, but they're not so great in the natural, healthy, eco-friendly department. Then there's the Whole Foods sort of stores that have healthy products, but their prices are really expensive. But Vitacost.com has a better approach. They call it Mominomics. Get it? Mom plus economics. At Vitacost.com, you can shop online, save up to 50% off all the better household essentials, health and beauty products, vitamins, supplements, and natural and organic foods you're looking for. Plus, Vitacost.com ships every order over $49 to your door absolutely free. So you save time and money and get great service. In other words, whole food products at Walmart prices. That's Mominomics. Let's take your shopping list to Vitacost.com, Doug, and take the cost out of healthy living.
13 after the hour on Good Day. Jennifer checks the television, little tidbit here, little tidbit there, who's hanging around with whom, and actually maybe you might find out some things that are actually going on television
besides
the stars
boring.
Behind the scenes. I know. Coming right up here on Good Day.
Referrals. Simple word, right? To a small business, referrals are solid gold. So how do you stir them up? Email marketing from ConstantContact.com. With Constant Contact, you get easy-to-use templates to showcase your business with photos and coupons. And best of all, it's easy for your customers to pass them along to others. In other words, help you generate the almighty referral. Plans as low as $15 a month. Get your free 60-day trial at ConstantContact.com and let the referrals begin.
Tummy troubles? Digestive Advantage can help. It supports your digestive health now and later. Here's how it works. First, a drug-free ingredient immediately begins to target your specific digestive needs. Then, with continued use, the healthy probiotic gives you long-term digestive support. Choose the Digestive Advantage dual-action formula that targets your digestive needs. Gas, constipation, lactose intolerance, and intensive bowel support. Works now and later. That's the Digestive Advantage from Schiff.
Hey guys, let's face it. Prostate problems are no laughing matter. But the facts are that the older you get, the more likely it is you will have prostate problems. So if you're constantly waking up at night to go, or you can't sit through the game without feeling like you're gonna burst, then maybe it is time to do something. That's where the prostate formula from Real Health Laboratories comes in. For over 15 years, the prostate formula by Real Health Labs has been helping tens of thousands of men support normal prostate function and free urinary flow. This comprehensive formula captures the natural protective compounds and clinically studied ingredients that are known to help you maintain a healthy prostate and puts them to work for you. For a limited time, listeners of this radio station will receive a special offer by going to www.prostateformula.com. That's prostateformula.com. The Prostate Formula by Real Health is available at drugstores everywhere. Just look for the blue and white box. Sick and tired of being tired from getting up to go? Visit www.prostateformula.com. to find out more.
Gardeners trust Miracle-Gro Shake and Feed to feed plants right. Plants need food, especially veggies. Lately, another company's been saying their plant food feeds twice as long as Shake and Feed. What they aren't saying? Their plant food actually feeds less. So we're saying it. Shake and Feed provides 72% more nutrition per application and is more in line with university recommendations for feeding many popular veggies. Hey, if we can save even one veggie, it'll be worth it. Miracle-Gro Shake and Feed. Everyone grows with Miracle-Gro.
I've got stuff to do. I can't let pain get in the way. But I can turn to Advil for tough pain relief, Advil PM for relief of nighttime pain and sleeplessness, and Thermacare for long-lasting back pain relief. They're my partners in fighting tough pain. So I can walk the dog, I can take the kids to the park, I can do the things I want. Look for Advil, Advil PM, and Thermacare at your neighborhood drugstore or food store. Use these products as directed. With the right relief, I can keep going.
800-510-8255 always connects with us. You can follow what we're doing on Facebook as well. It's facebook.com/Good Day Show and Twitter at Good Day Show. Weather around the country today, pretty much, I may have gotten just a bit ahead of the weather. If you look at where Jennifer was yesterday, looks like a lot of precipitation in the northwest and down through the central part of the country. And a little bit west of where I am, coming across the panel. This is a beautiful farmland. Man, it was a great ride, dodging all the wind and all the rain, though, yesterday as it came across Oklahoma. I don't know that I've come across Oklahoma on 40. At least I can't remember for quite a long time doing that. I'm in Arkansas this morning, but some things are warming up. It's kind of neat. Temperatures here basically in the 60s, and as we follow across to Richie, where you are, in the 70s, up in the
80s. It'll be 81 tomorrow.
New England. Wowie, wowie. All right, let's get to the television report and find out who's zooming who. There's a new reality show that I saw at VH1. I don't know if you saw that.
What's
the story with that?
Oh, this, you know how I love bad TV, Dougie, and this is going to fit the bill. I'll guarantee you I'll be watching this summer. It's called Hollywood Exes. You know, VH1 does Basketball Wives and that's Mob Wives. Now they're doing Hollywood Exes. It's going to be 10 one-hour episodes, and it stars Nicole Murphy, ex-wife of Eddie, Jessica Canseco, ex-wife of Jose, who I didn't know was a Hollywood star, but hey, whatever, Sharif Fletcher, who's the ex-wife of Will Smith and his baby mama, Maite Garcia, who's the ex-wife of Prince, and Andrea Kelly, who's the ex-wife of R. Kelly. And this is going to be following the ladies as they try to chart their own lives.
Who cares?
It's going to be so... hey, I don't care. I'm going to be watching.
People.
On to some real... Actually,
no, you know what? Okay, so here's one that I will watch.
Yes.
There's a reality show centered around Cindy Lauper.
Yeah, I was going to tell you about that.
That show, that I would watch.
Your daughter, big fan.
Right.
Me, big fan. I think a lot of people that grew up in the 80s, big fan of Cindy Lauper. So the WE Network, WE TV, has announced two new shows, one of them featuring Cindy Lauper. Its working title right now is just called Cindy. And then the other one is going to be with Kendra Wilkinson Basket, who was one of Hess' former girlfriends, and it'll be called Kendra on Top. So that'll be, I know, examining her life as a wife and mother. And Cindy, they're calling it a docu-soap about the singer's work and her family life with her husband and their 13-year-old son.
All right, so Tim Tebow has a... I just am watching some of this other stuff. I don't watch Glee. I know it's a big popular show. Mm-hmm. But apparently, Tim Tebow likes one of the ladies in the Glee cast.
I hadn't heard.
Who's Diana Agron?
She's the blonde star of the show.
Really?
Yeah, Leah Michelle's the dark haired one.
Oh.
Interesting. So he's got a thing for her. Now, you know, he was also linked to Taylor Swift, and people said that Taylor Swift has a crush on Tim Tebow.
Yeah, that would be a good, match.
But is this just so he says hello to some of these people and all their stuff? Remember that song done by, was it Ace, I think? The theme line of the song is, just because I'm going out with him, he doesn't mean I'm in love with you.
I don't know. I think Tim Tebow's just a good guy, and so everybody wants to know who he's going to end up with and what his romantic future looks like.
What the stupid.
When everybody knows he's going to end
stupid
up
stupid American.
Me. Hello?
Chris Pierre. You stupid American.
You're saying to this. Gossip.
21 after on Good Day.
Pierre.
If you're taking 1, 2, 5 or more nutritional supplements, please stop. Simplify your supplementation with Bio Superfood, the most advanced nutritional whole food supplement you can buy. Men, women, children, even Olympic athletes the world over have discovered Bio Superfood from BioAge.com. And now take just one nutritional supplement instead of many. The Bio Superfood formulas are whole food products composed with 4 of the most nutrient-dense algae found on Earth. Bio Superfood for the brain helps with focus, memory, clarity, and mood. If you can increase brain health, the rest of the body is a no-brainer. Bio Superfood has zero toxicity and is safe for you and your family. Learn more and order your Bio Superfood formulas at BioAge.com, spelled BioAge.com, BioAge.com, or call 877-288-9116. That's 877-288-9116. BioAge, the age of advanced organics.
That's what it sounds like when a burglar kicks in the door of a dark house that looks like no one is home. Don't let your home be the next target. Make it look like someone is home watching television with Fake TV. Fake TV is a small electronic device that makes the same light as a real television. So from outside, it looks like someone is home watching TV. Fake TV plugs in just like a lamp on a timer, but is far more convincing to burglars. Fake TV deters burglars, costs far less than an alarm, and is highly recommended by numerous police departments. Use it anytime you're away from home. To order your Fake TV for only $34.95, go to faketv.com. Or call 1-877-5-FAKE-TV. Each additional Fake TV is only $29.95. So get one for you and one for a loved one for safety, security, and peace of mind for both of you. Call 877-5-FAKE-TV or go to faketv.com. FakeTV.com, the burglar deterrent.
Idol time, 23 after the hour. Idol on last night. It wasn't Billy Idol that was in the focus, though. The music of Billy Joel is what the contestants were singing, starting with Deandra Brackenship. She opened the show with Only the Good Die Young. I like this, Roberta.
Come on, Virginia, don't let me wait.
Good.
I like it.
I like this, too. Did you remember whether you liked this guy last week or not?
I don't.
Yeah. This is good.
It's a good
and
song.
The judge apparently liked it.
It's not a bad song to sing either.
Fun. This guy can keep up with it, don't you think? I give him a thumbs up.
See if he hits it right here. Hold on.
Yeah, not bad.
Yeah, good. Good for him. All right, next up, Erica Van Pelt singing New York State of Mind.
This is a tough song. Wow. Here. Tough song.
She's got new hair, Richie.
Some folks like to get away, take a holiday from the neighborhood, have a flight to Miami Beach.
Not bad.
Or to Hollywood. But I'm taking a Greyhound.
Yeah.
What a great
song.
I'm in a New York state of mind.
You guys apparently like this as well. I recommend. Well, next up, Joshua Ledet with the She's Got a Way.
She's got a way about her. I don't know what it is.
Is he playing the piano on this?
I don't know. I didn't see it. Richie, you watched it?
Yes. I don't know.
Your wife wasn't home, so.
My wife is out of town, so I don't watch much TV when she's out of town.
Apparently, the judges didn't agree on this. I
could go either way on this.
Yeah.
Okay, next up, Skylar Lane. Shameless gets a country flair.
Shameless.
It's a Garth Brooks song. And he does a better song.
I had lunch at Garth Brooks' hometown in Oklahoma yesterday, Jennifer.
Yeah?
I get points for that? Yeah.
You totally get points for that.
All right, this is lousy. Nothing overwhelming about this.
It's like a fake flying.
Next, Elise Testoni singing Vienna. Billy Joel song.
You're so ambitious for a juvenile, but then you're so smart. Tell me why are you still so afraid?
Yeah, she's like it.
Where's the fire? What's the hurry about? You better cool it off.
Apparently, congratulations all around to her.
You got so much
for this. Now, Phil is one of the contestants singing another Billy Joel tune, Moving Out. Richie thinks this is good.
Yeah, I actually heard a bit of this. It's pretty good.
I thought you weren't watching it.
He kind of rocks this.
Yeah.
It's much different than
the
left an open door, she said, son, move out to the country.
This is cool.
Yeah.
Working too hard can give you a heart attack. You ought to know by now.
Totally changed the tempo.
Who needs a house out in
original
sack? Is that all you get for your money? And it seems such a waste of time. Is that what it's all about?
Awesome. All right.
Fabulous.
Awesome. That's Phil Phillips. Does anybody have a favorite so far in this list of
contestants?
I
like him.
Yeah, this guy's awesome.
Yeah, that's an awesome
good.
Version of this song.
Yeah. All right, so Holly Kavanaugh didn't do too well with her performance of Honesty. It looks like this guy may be one of the breakout persons. Speaking of breaking out, we meet Ann Fudge. Who is a very interesting lady of accomplishment coming up here on Good Day, 28 after the hour.
Go to sportsauthority.com and get your family geared up head-to-toe for sports indoors and out. From cleats to running shoes to hiking boots, and from team sports to treadmills to camping gear. SportsAuthority.com has 95,000 products from brands like Nike, Under Armour, The North Face, and more. Whatever your family's needs are, not only have we got just the thing, we've got thousands of just the things to choose from. You'll find colors and sizes galore, and almost everything ships for only $2.99. SportsAuthority.com. All things sporting goods.
Gardeners trust Miracle-Gro Shake and Feed to feed plants right. Plants need food, especially veggies. Lately, another company's been saying their plant food feeds twice as long as Shake and Feed. What they aren't saying? Their plant food actually feeds less. So we're saying it. Shake and Feed provides 72% more nutrition per application and is more in line with university recommendations for feeding many popular veggies. Hey, if we can save even one veggie, it'll be worth it. Miracle-Gro Shake and Feed. Everyone grows with Miracle-Gro.
On my journey to help save people money on car insurance, people have been really surprised to learn that GEICO can also help with renter's insurance. They're even more surprised when I tell them it costs as little as $12 a month. But perhaps what's most surprising is that I still live with my mum. Yeah, I know, I really should start thinking about renting my own place. But then I'd have to get my own tea kettle, sofa, shower curtain, soap dish.
Visit GEICO.com to see how affordable renter's insurance can be.
I've got stuff to do. I can't let pain get in the way. But I can turn to Advil for tough pain relief, Advil PM for relief of nighttime pain and sleeplessness, and Thermacare for long-lasting back pain relief. They're my partners in fighting tough pain. So I can walk the dog. I can take the kids to the park. I can do the things I want. Look for Advil, Advil PM, and Thermacare at your neighborhood drugstore or food store. Use these products as directed. With the right relief.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Are you still a traditional smoker? Now experience a new lifestyle and try vaping with e-cigarettes by LeCig. Imagine no ashes, stains, nasty smell, or coughing and hacking. With LeCig e-cigarettes' revolutionary microelectronic technology, rechargeable battery, and unique replaceable cartridge, you'll get all the benefits and satisfaction of smoking without the hazards. Choose your taste from a wide variety of our new American-made Vaporeon e-liquids at LeCig.com. And LeCig smokes the competition by serving thousands of worldwide customers with real people customer service, fast, free, same-day shipping, and a 30-day warranty and satisfaction guarantee. So are you ready for a new vaping lifestyle? Then call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. Or visit LeCig.com, spelled LeCig.com. LeCig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
So you're a maker of something. Woodcrafts, fishing lures, glass designs, jewelry, purses, perfumes, goat's milk soap. Whatever it is, you made it here in America. Now you're eager for people to buy your products right here locally, instead of buying competing products made on the other side of the world, right? Then you need to check out localmakers.com. Support America. Buy and sell locally at localmakers.com. Doesn't matter if you're a home-based business or a major manufacturer. Localmakers.com offers an easy way to connect with customers within your local community, as well as across the U.S., simply by entering a zip code. And there's no cost to join. So if you're a maker who needs buyers, go to localmakers.com and stock your products on one of our shelves. Localmakers.com, promoting, preserving, and supporting your neighbor's manufacturing businesses.
Are you having trouble paying your mortgage? Maybe your mortgage loan is upside down or in foreclosure. Maybe the bank already foreclosed on you. Don't sit around being a victim of bank fraud. Fight back. We have the tools to help you fight back. Here's how. Go to InspectorAudit.com and click on the GCN Radio Special. Order a summary audit. Find the real truth about your loan.
Maybe like me, you'll find your bank loan was paid off already. Maybe, like me, you'll find your bank defrauded you at the closing. And maybe, like me, you will go after them.
Did you know 78% of home loans in the last 10 years violated consumer credit laws? We should not let the banks get away with this fraud. Go to InspectorAudit.com and click on the GCN Radio Special. Order a summary audit today and find the truth about your mortgage loan. That's InspectorAudit.com or call 855-373-4948. That's 1-855-373-4948.
The hour now, Doug Stephan's Good Day program, as the trip cross country continues. The wonders of technology, Richie.
Yes.
Isn't it cool that you can be in Washington, Roberta can be in New York, Jennifer can be in Los Angeles, I can be in wherever I, what is
somewhere in Oklahoma.
Close. No, that was yesterday. Today I'm in Arkansas.
Oh, in Arkansas, that's right.
Yeah, right. And we put our pieces together. Connecting with us also is the studio at WTTF in Tiffin, home of Heidelberg University, and the site of the Patricia Adams Lecture Series. Twice a year, Women of Note, thanks to Patricia Adams and her husband, John Q. Adams, who are, she's not a graduate, actually. She supported John. If it wasn't for her, she wouldn't have gotten through Heidelberg. And I wonder, but there's sort of a twist and a turn in that. Another good story. Someday I'll try to get John on the air. What a wonderful guy. Great stories. And that's really what this series is all about. And actually what this radio program is all about, stories of great people, interesting things that are going on in the world, and the fact that we're going to meet Ann Fudge, who has a lot of things in her CV that make her an interesting participant in this lecture series, which, again, is all about women who have accomplished great things. Ann Fudge, welcome to Good Day. How are you?
Thank you. Good morning.
So you are a graduate of Simmons and Harvard Business School. You have done quite a bit in your life. I was looking at your resume and the time you spent at General Mills getting started with Honey Nut Cheerios.
Yes, and I sure hope you had a bowl this morning.
I haven't yet. But so how does it work? You started on this team. How does it explain to people how brands and products are developed? Because I think that's part of what you worked at Kraft and General Mills and stuff. So you were involved learning as you went through, I'm sure. How to market. What do people need to know about the creation of a product like Honey Nut Cheerios?
So the most important thing is that we really understand what consumers want. And when we worked on what we called a flanker to regular Cheerios, we knew that we wanted it to be healthy, and we worked with our tech people to come up with some sweeteners that would still connote health in the minds of people. So honey, obviously very natural, and sprinkling of nuts. And we test a variety of formulations and We have consumers literally come into the research center and blind taste different formulas until we get to a point where we have something that we're ready to actually put into test market. And that's what we did. We put it in test market in, I think, Milwaukee was one of the cities, and then someplace on the West Coast. And it was so successful in the early testing in market that we just said, wow, we've got a winner, and rushed it into the market as quickly as possible. And I have to tell you, as a marketing assistant working on it, it's quite exciting when you get from working with a concept, literally a concept, to see if people like, to actually seeing the box that you worked with the art department to create the shelf.
You have then, as you, I kind of want to go backwards and then go forwards a little bit. When you went to business school, what did you think, Ann Fudge? You weren't married. You married when you went to college.
Yes, I was married in business school.
Yeah. What did you think your future was going to hold for you? What were the aspirations?
Clueless. Right? You ask anybody if they know what their future holds, and I'll just give them a sack of money. You just, as I was saying to some of the students here yesterday, follow what you love. Do what you love, and then let the chips fall. You have some sense of direction, but if you over-direct, you may not end up where you think you should be. Mm-hmm. And so I loved marketing. It was exciting. I enjoyed the consumer interaction, because the most important thing one of my marketing professors told me was that you have to put yourself in the shoes of the consumer. It's not what you think and what you like. It's what they really want. And so
you moved up the ladder in this company and others to the point of being, you were quickly acknowledged as a rising star. I look with interest at how Business Week described you, and then you became in Fortune magazine's list of the 50 most influential women in American business, a member of that, a pretty exclusive club. And I guess I just wonder, do you pinch yourself every once in a while thinking, yeah, I go back to my college days, I go back to where I came from, and now I look at what I've accomplished? And I mean, people in your family, do they still treat you like they did when you were a kid?
Yes, they do. As with any family, of course they treat you like when you were a kid. And and that's what's great about being grounded with family and friends who, you know, knew you when you were just a kid, figuring out what you wanted to do. And it is interesting. I'm not sure anybody can predict where their life is going to go, and I think that's what the beauty of life is all about. You sort of grow and develop, and maybe you think you're going along a path, and you might go there, but then, you know, you find something else that's kind of interesting, and you keep moving.
Part of the Patricia Adams lecture series is, again, focusing on women of note. You decided early on you didn't want to work for the entire – a lot of people think, okay, I worked till I'm 65 or 70. You wanted none of that, right?
That's right. Too much life to enjoy.
Yeah, but then you copped out and went back to work.
I know, I did.
Yeah, and running – because I'm in the advertising business, I know who Young and Rubicam is, but maybe you'd explain to folks who are listening – what that company, what it was like to run that company, because if anything, the advertising business, very high-powered, very lot of pressure. So you ran it. What was it like to run?
So the interesting thing, just very quickly, people tend to know Y&R Advertising, which is a big chunk of the business, but Young & Rubicam Brands consist of companies like Wunderman, Burson Marsteller, Bravo, Hispanic Agency, about 20 different businesses, Landor, and the graphic package design business, just really fabulous businesses, and operating in 80 countries around the world, truly a global network of marketing communication businesses, and we had about 15,000 employees. So it was fascinating to be able to take the helm of a global company and have that kind of responsibility. Most of the work at General Mills and Kraft General Foods was domestic. And some linkages with the coffee business globally. So totally different platform, fascinating experience, and most importantly, working with a broad range of clients around the globe.
But the interesting thing, Ann, is that you came, it's almost like a headhunter found you. I remember when Y&R was a mess. and they brought you in to straighten it out. So how did they find, how is it decided that you would be the perfect person, given your track, to go to Y&R and fix it?
It's interesting. It did not come through a headhunter. Y&R is part of WPP, which is a holding company, which owns Ogilvy and J. Walter Thompson and Y&R, among
big
others.
Advertising.
And
outfits,
so Martin Sorrell, Sir Martin Sorrell, was the one who approached me directly. And I'm sure in part because wanting someone who perhaps would come at the business from a different angle.
Mm-hmm.
And
in addition to that, he's on boards of directors. You're on a lot of boards as well. What's it like to be on some of these? You know, we hear lots of stories sort of behind. Nobody ever knows who these board members are unless you kind of nose around. But yet the board of various companies, General Electric, Unilever, you get paid well, and your counsel is appreciated. Do they really listen to people like you who get on the boards of directors of some of these big corporations?
The answer is absolutely yes. And in fact, sometimes, not that I'm advocating putting board meetings on tape, but I do think that people would be pleased to see the level of discussion that occurs in, at least I can speak for the boards I'm engaged with, the level of conversation and debate. So it's not a situation where you sit in a room and you're sitting through presentations and never say anything. There is quite rigorous discussion and debate, and that's our responsibility. I'm representing the shareholders. I'm representing the shareholders, and I'm going to ask the questions that I, as a shareholder, believe are important to ask.
But you also serve with the Gates Foundation, the Rockefeller Foundation, Brookings Institution, and the Council on Foreign Relations. Do you think people understand? You hear all kinds of buzz about the Council on Foreign Relations. Is it what you expected?
So I've been a member of the Council on Foreign Relations for many years, and I think the strength of CFR is the fact that it brings very important issues, global issues, on the table with people who are deeply informed on the issue. And so as a business person, I joined when I was a business person, you really get sort of the unvarnished truth about what's going on a variety of issues, whether it's, you know, Syria, how we're dealing with Iran. We just issued a report on education as a national security issue, which was chaired by Condi Rice and Joel Klein. And I served on that task force. So we try to do things that both inform its members and perhaps more importantly inform the public on issues that truly affect us. Things that are going on in the world are not in and of themselves, you know, something that's just separate. We're all affected by it.
All right. So with that in mind, when I saw that you served on the bipartisan panel that Alan Simpson and Erskine Bowles chaired, the focus on what to do with our economy, what to do in the budget, this whole National Commission on Fiscal Responsibility is what it was called.
Yes.
You feel frustrated because nobody's paid any attention. This was a high-level group of politicians and business people that came together to try to fix a problem, and nobody's paid a bit of attention.
Well, I'm going to challenge that that point. So,
well, let's say nothing's been enacted that you advise.
I'm going to challenge
Shoot
that
me.
Point too. So, yes, has it been fully adopted in every aspect of what was laid out in the recommendation? No, but have elements of it, either through Paul Ryan's budget, put into place and acknowledged as an issue and start to work upon issues tax rates, which were...
Yes.
So there are elements of it that...
All right, so I admit to having chosen words improperly. What I find is a frustration, and I wanted more from your perspective as having actually been there. The work that you did seemed very involved and detailed, and it seemed to offer all kinds of great solutions. And I guess maybe when it comes to getting the solutions to the table, yeah, the work has been acknowledged, and people said, look at this and do it. But nothing
So I think let me say what I think you're trying to say. The okay. frustration
I'm trying
comes
to be tactful.
With our political process.
Yeah.
Okay.
Right.
So the reality is we are in the midst of election year, huge election mm-hmm. year. So yes, you would have hoped that certain things would have been pushed forward since the recommendations were made, you know, a year and a half ago. And as I said, what I've come to learn from the experience, and sometimes it happens in business, you come up with a recommendation. Are 100% of the things you put on the table accepted? Absolutely not. But if you can get, you know, 50 and then incrementally get your way to what you think is a great solution to address the challenge. Mm-hmm. But I do think the frustration comes with the time that it takes as we are facing this debt and deficit challenge for us to take appropriate action, that it seems like we get to the brink before we, you know, act, versus if we acted sooner, we could perhaps eliminate, you know, levels of stress and magnification of the problem.
Right. All right. So as we sort of run into the time constraints of you having to do something else and me having to move along, I want to talk about the glass ceiling. As an accomplished black woman, it bothers me even to say that in America. I don't like. So when Hillary Clinton ran for the president, I thought she would have been the best choice, and had nothing to do with her being a woman. Had to do with what, I mean, maybe it did, though, actually, because I think women have a different perspective and better management style and are better in detail, better for almost every reason. But we still have this is a man's world kind of attitude in our country way too much. And I wonder, as you went through your career, how much of this stuff played a part in your pushing because you didn't want the glass ceiling to be a reality for you.
You know, one of the things, and I say this to young women all the time, you can't think about sort of what is. You have to think about what you want to happen. And so, yes, is there a challenging reality for women? Absolutely. But you can't let that sort of deter you or minimize your desire and ability to press forward. And every time someone succeeds, it's another step forward. And sometimes you wonder, well, how many times do we have to keep hitting? But things do
many
happen.
Many times it takes.
Absolutely. Right. Absolutely.
All right. Well, it's good to have you at Heidelberg. I speak as a member of the board. I'm sorry that I can't be there, but I know there will be a lot of inspiration. The students love this sort of thing. And it's good for everybody to have this lesson. And by the way, you're a neighbor. I live in Framingham, and you're in Chestnut Hill. So we ought to have lunch sometime.
Okay. I'd love to do that.
Yeah, be cool. Have a great evening. Thank you for your service there and all sorts of other ways where you are an inspiration. We need more people like you. Ann Fudge, thanks. Good to have you here. Ann is going to participate, for those of you listening in Ohio, at the Pat Adams Lecture Series at Heidelberg tonight. It's 11 minutes before the hour on Good Day.
Former IRS agent isn't my job title, but it gets people's attention.
Doug DeMauro, TurboTax Development Manager.
I spent years at the IRS. Now I'm at TurboTax. And my job is to make sure your TurboTax return is completely accurate. One of the things I've done is work on our audit risk meter. It helps identify situations that could trigger an audit. And we also guarantee all calculations are accurate. That way, you can feel confident your taxes are done right.
File today at TurboTax.com. Features may vary.
Tummy troubles? Digestive Advantage can help. It supports your digestive health now and later. Here's how it works. First, a drug-free ingredient immediately begins to target your specific digestive needs. Then, with continued use, the healthy probiotic gives you long-term digestive support. Choose the Digestive Advantage dual-action formula that targets your digestive needs. Gas, constipation, lactose intolerance, and intensive bowel support. Works now and later. That's the Digestive Advantage from Schiff. You know, life doesn't slow down just because you have sore joints. You still have just as much to do, and you have to find a way to keep yourself moving. Fortunately for you, there's new Move Free Ultra. Just one small pill per day is more effective for sore joints than two big glucosamine and chondroitin pills. And you can believe it, because it was based on a 90-day human clinical study. Don't let sore joints slow you down or big joint care pills. Put a powerful small pill to work for you. Move on, move free, with new Schiff Move Free Ultra.
What's the coolest video on the web today?
See it today and every day
at DougStephan.com.
The Doug Stephan Good Day program. Follow us on Facebook, facebook.com/Good Day Show at 51 after the hour.
For years, you've been hearing about Herbal Healer Academy and how it's remained the leader in effective, alternative, and natural medicine and education. But how can they continue to hold that title for years on end? The answer is high quality and huge selection. Just visit herbalhealer.com and shop online or request a free catalog. You're bound to find the alternative you're looking for. Did you know that Herbal Healer carries the latest, safest, and effective weight loss products? You can also count on Herbal Healer for the largest selection of safe and natural supplements just for children. And don't forget your pets. Herbal Healer even has natural mineral supplements for all your animals, including horses, cows, and birds. Take a peek at their online calendar, and you're sure to find everything you need and maybe something you didn't realize you needed. Visit herbalhealer.com and don't forget to sign up for the free Herbal Healer newsletter. Herbalhealer.com, working with the power of nature.
What you're about to hear will help you remember where to find the best water filter products at the best prices on the web. There. Did you hear it? BerkeyShop.com. With the newest Berkey products in stock, the best prices on Berkey products anywhere, fast free shipping, and the most amazing customer service. BerkeyShop.com. Home of all Berkey water filter products like the Big Berkey for producing clean drinking water by removing contaminants, chemicals, heavy metals, and even fluoride. Call 1-888-6-BERKEY to get your Berkey water filter, perfect for home, travel, camping, or disasters. And BerkeyShop.com is the perfect site to get your Berkey because we're open 24/7 with free shipping and no sales tax. Even celebrities and NFL athletes shop at BerkeyShop.com. Call 1-888-6-BERKEY to order your Berkey products. That's 888-6-BERKEY or go to BerkeyShop.com. 888-6-BERKEY or go to BerkeyShop.com. For everything Berkey, shop BerkeyShop.com.
Doug Steffen, Good Day program at 53 past the hour. Now time to be of service to you as we focus on what's going on as the spring is upon us. What are you doing around your home? What kind of projects are you planning? The work is, I think, the folks at Home Depot and Lowe's and all the local hardware stores and the home centers around the country are happy because the weather has improved early on, so they're doing a land-off as business as people clean up and get ready for early spring and maybe early summer, a good strong season there. Tom Kreitler, who is the co-host of the Money Pit radio program, here in a moment with some letters from you, questions about home improvement jobs around the home. That's coming right up here on Good Day.
This spring marks the 10th anniversary of Cheerios Spoonfuls of Stories program, which puts more than 6 million bilingual children's books free inside specially marked cereal boxes. In celebration, Cheerios is launching breakfast and a book readings in cities across the country to highlight the importance of providing kids with access to books. Actress and mom Jenny Garth will lead a kickoff event in Los Angeles to encourage parents and kids to read together.
As a mother of three daughters, I know how important it is to take time to read to our children on a daily basis. That's why I'm thrilled to join the Cheerios Spoonfuls of Stories program, which provides millions of families with access to wonderful children's books and encourages families to read together.
Cheerios will also make a $300,000 donation to First Book, a literacy nonprofit, and provide 5,000 children's books to 10 First Book chapters nationwide. For more information about Cheerios Spoonfuls of Stories or its work with First Book, please visit spoonfulsofstories.com. I'm John Dritten.
Speaking of Spoonfuls of Stories, Tom Kreitler always has some great stories. He has a lot of listeners around the country and around the world at MoneyPit.com, plus hundreds of radio stations every weekend who tune in, folks listening, and people who run the radio stations, actually. They want to know that Tom is taking good care of the airwaves, which he is. He and Leslie Segretti have great ideas that help a lot of people, like Lynn, who's written in asking about a concrete stoop at her back door. I'm thinking step is probably better than stoop. I guess what do we call these things?
I think stoop is the 4-foot by 4-foot hunk of concrete and block that
a hunk of burning,
like two or three steps.
Yeah. like that sort of small porch kind of thing.
All right, so she has a problem because it's settled and wants to know if there's a way she could add a step to shorten the distance. We all have had seen these, the first step.
Yeah, that's right. You know why? Because what happens, Doug, is there's when that stoop is constructed, it's constructed over the soil that was excavated out to build the foundation, so it settles a lot more than everything else, and it does drop. I've seen them drop as much as a foot. Yes, you can form up a second step on top of that, Lynn, and there's a number of products that will work. The key is, though, you need to use one that is designed as a repair product, not as a new construction product, because it won't adhere to the old concrete. For example, Quikrete has one that is specifically designed for rehabilitation, which is what this would be called, and it will stick to the old concrete. So just make sure whichever product you choose is designed for resurfacing or repair, not for new construction, and you can Quikrete. Quikrete. They've got a bunch of product project videos, too, on their website, kind of step you through the process.
All right, very cool. All right, next up is a letter from a lady named Jennifer, who says, I'm wondering what your advice would be regarding putting a cork floor in a bathroom. Isn't that something that would soak up a lot of the water?
That's unusual.
Well, you know, it's interesting. You would think, but cork is actually a fantastic material for a bathroom or a kitchen. And in fact, when I saw this, I was thinking about a trip I took this past summer, Doug, to see the Frank Lloyd Wright Falling Water House, a very famous house that was built in Pennsylvania into the side of a mountain by Frank Lloyd Wright back in the late 30s. And guess what he put in as a bathroom flooring material? He put in cork.
Isn't it so porous it would be it would absorb everything? Or
well, here you have to finish it, Rich. So you use a varnish or polyurethane today, a type of finish for it. But it works good. And I have a friend who's a builder that put cork floors in his kitchens about 10 years ago, and they still look good. So I think it's a terrific choice.
Interesting.
I suspect you'll get tired of looking at it before it'll wear out.
Wow. Really?
That's very interesting.
That's interesting news. Okay, Andy has several split and cracked deck boards that he needs to replace. What does he do? What does he use?
Well, quick trick on that, Andy, would be to pry up the existing cracked and split board and flip it over. The reason it's cracked and split is because of exposure to the sunlight. So if you pry it up and flip it over, I think you'll find that the backside is in excellent condition, and any damage that you do to the front side and digging those nails out will be hidden. And this way you actually not have to replace it. You just have to sort of flip what you have.
All right. Cool advice. There's the man who knows. Check out Tom Kreitler. Actually, you can find his picture and a lot of info on the Money Pit. Go to DougStefan.com contributors box. You'll see his quasi-handsome picture there.
I have.